Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, I'll be doing my part two of my week 20, week 21 recap. And in it, we'll talk about injury news, guys. Plenty of that. Jamal Mosley gets an extension. Troy Weaver curses a fan out. Also, done with the 90s. Ooh, I'll talk about that. And also, Rob Parker, I got some heat for you as well. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, I gave you part one of my week 20, week 21 recap. So now we are going to do part two. A lot of news here to get to, guys. But before I even get to the news, let me just rant for a little bit, if you don't mind. In part one, I talked about women's college basketball, how everything is coming up roses for women's basketball. Of course, you got the Caitlin Clark phenomenon. Then you got the freshman as well that's going off. Juju Watkins, of course, leading the way in that regard. Also, Hannah Hidalgo. Then in Texas, you got Madison Booker. And then for the undefeated South Carolina Gamecocks, you have Malaysia Fulwali. And then for LSU, you have Michaela Williams. And the list goes on. So you have some buzz. And then you still have players like Paige Beckers still alive in the tournament, as well as Cameron Brink, who's due to leave and go to the WNBA. So you have that there as well. But you have a certain segment of, I'll just say, a certain segment of guys that wants to pour cold water on women's college basketball. Namely, Rob Parker. I was just listening to a clip where he basically said the phenomenon that is women's college basketball is just a mirage. It's all about Caitlin Clark and nothing else. And if she gets knocked out of the tournament, no one would care about women's college basketball. I vehemently disagree with that premise. As I said, you still have an undefeated South Carolina team. Very deep team, of course, coached by the great Dawn Staley. So you have that. You still have blue blood coaches like Tara Vanderveer, as well as Gino Auriemma for UConn. Vanderveer, of course, for Stanford, still alive in this tournament. I mentioned the freshmen that are still alive in the tournament as well. And you just have some storylines there that will still carry even if Caitlin Clark gets knocked out of the tournament. So this whole notion that one person is carrying the load and then you had another guy say the same thing. It must be something in the Fox Sports water there, because this guy was Doug Gottlieb, a person who used to be a college basketball player. So you would think he have some kind of, I don't want to say empathy, but some kind of understanding of what's the buzz is about. But no, he wants to join the Rob Parker parade and cast doubt and just being a Debbie Downer on women's college basketball when it is thriving right now. I don't get it. Let me take that back. I do get it. It's just a segment that doesn't want to give credit to these ladies and what they've accomplished and what they're accomplishing. The ticket prices are going through the roof. So there is buzz there in that regard. Rob Parker tells this little tired joke about leaving the two tickets on the window shield, and then he comes back in his four tickets. I'm like, that is weak. But again, I say the buzz is there for women's college basketball, and good for them. Good for them. I applaud them. They should get their due, and it seems like that's happening. So this whole notion that, and I get it, you know, you don't want to overshadow the men's game by saying the women's game is flourishing so much so, even more so than the men's. Why can't two things be true at the same time? You enjoy the men's tournament and you enjoy the women's tournament. It's still basketball at the end of the day, but what do I know? So that's my little rant in that regard concerning these talking heads who just got their head in the sand, to be honest, and want to be contrarian and so forth. And I got to chide my boy Chris Broussard because he let him spew that nonsense. Some kind of pushback on Rob Parker's notion of Caitlin Clark carrying the mail basically for women's college basketball. And once she gets knocked out, the buzz is gone. I disagree. All right. So that's my little rant in that regard. With that being said, let us turn our attention to the rest of the news. A lot of NBA news, to be honest with you. So let's get into it, guys. Ben Simmons of the Brooklyn Nets, he underwent a second back surgery to alter that pinched nerve that pretty much is keeping him out for the rest of the season. So he had successful surgery on his back to kind of alleviate that. All signs point to him being ready for training camp for the 2024-2025 season. Ben Simmons, who I've chronicled on this podcast before, he is going into his last year on his deal, paying him about, I think, $42 to $43 million. So pretty much next year is show and prove for Ben Simmons. We'll have to see if his back is ready. And then, even more importantly, is he ready from the neck up? I think that's the bigger issue, more so than the other injuries he sustained. Let's move on. Sadiq Bey, he tore his ACL, guys, March 10th versus the New Orleans Pelicans. And guys, he's going to be out for the rest of the season. That means he joins Trae Young, who's on the sideline with that hand injury. Jalen Johnson, who just recently injured his ankle, he's going to be gone 7 to 10 days. And then also AJ Griffin, he's out. I believe it's a knee injury, if I'm not mistaken. So Atlanta barely hanging on, guys. Right now, they're in the 10th spot in that play-in spot. I don't believe the Brooklyn Nets will catch them. So I think Atlanta will be penciled into that last spot in the play-in. And hey, if they get Trae Young and some of these guys back, who knows what noise they can make in the play-in. But as it stands now, you got a lot of guys sidelined, so we'll see what happens. You still have DeJounte Murray there, Bojan Bogdanovic. You still have there and a few other guys as well. Clint Capella. So we'll see what happens with Atlanta. Let us move on. Steph Curry. He makes his return back to the lineup on March 16th, guys, after missing three games with an ankle injury. He had hurt his ankle, but now he's back. And he arrived just in time for a win at the Lakers in a game where he scored 31 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. So Steph Curry, they need him, guys. They need him down the stretch. They're in the 10th spot in the West in terms of the play-in. But look out, because the Houston Rockets, I mentioned them in the last episode, they're a hot team right now, led by Jalen Green. So they're right there nipping at your heels. So Golden State's going to have to get themselves together to make this run here. So we'll see what happens with Steph and his Golden State Warriors. Moving on, OG Anunoby. Guys, he made his return back to the lineup after a 18-game absence with the elbow injury. And he made his debut, well, not his debut, but his return versus the Philadelphia 76ers on March 12th. He played in 3 games, guys. And then he tweaked that elbow at Sacramento. And that was on March 16th. And now he has missed 4 games and counting as of this recording here. I believe it's up to 5 now. So OG, who has been a major, major piece for the Knicks, now sidelined yet again. Good news, guys. You have Mitchell Robinson, who's working his way back into the lineup. So he should be back soon. Julius Randle, that's still a question mark, guys. Still don't know what's going on in that regard. So we will see with him. Knicks right now, teetering around 4th place, 3rd place, right in that area there. It's like a bunch of teams, like I said in the previous episode. It's the Knicks right there, along with Cleveland, along with Orlando Magic. And just above them is the Milwaukee Bucks, who hasn't been playing well as of late. So the Knicks, they have to maintain, guys, and keep winning the games they're supposed to win and let the chips fall where they may. You can't control what other teams do. You can control what you do. So Knicks keep winning, and we'll see if those around them stumble or rise to the occasion as well. So let us move on. Joel Embiid, guys, for the Sixers. He is, according to Nick Nurse, he's progressing well in his recovery from his knee injury. Guys, he's been out since January 30th. Right now, we're in about the eighth week. So it was supposed to be a 6 to 8 week injury, but he's getting close to a return, guys. Possibly as the calendar turns to April, you'll see Embiid back out there. And guys, they need him. They really need him because right now they're in the eighth spot. They're about a half game from the Miami Heat and then a game and a half from the Indiana Pacers. So right now they could climb, but it all depends on those around them, like the Heat and the Pacers. So you want to get Embiid back in time for playoffs, that's for sure. And you want to make sure he's 100% because you don't want him going out there less than that. Embiid, we'll see when he returns to the court. If I had to guess, I would say April, sometime early April, just before the season ends, I would think he would make his return. Let's move on. Donovan Mitchell, he's been in and out of the lineup, guys. He's out now with a nasal fracture. He's missed 5 games. Prior to that, he missed 7 games with a knee injury. So, guys, not sure what's going on with Donovan Mitchell, but Cleveland is scratching and clawing, trying to survive without him. They just recently got back Evan Mobley, who returned to the lineup after missing 9 games with an ankle injury. And he returned on a road loss to Miami. So Evan Mobley is back for the Cavaliers. But guys, you need a full deck, especially going into the playoffs. So hopefully Donovan's injuries aren't too serious where he missed a great chunk of time. Hopefully he'll be back soon. Christian Wood, he's had arthroscopic surgery, guys, and he had it on March 19th. So he's out for the season for the Los Angeles Lakers. The Lakers already down a few guys. Jared Vanderbilt, he has the foot injury that's kept him out since February 1st. Gabe Vincent, who's only played 5 games for them, guys. Remember, they got him in free agency from the Miami Heat. He's only played 5 games, guys, and he's had a knee injury. And then Cam Reddish, he has an ankle injury, and he's been out since March 8th. So you're really playing with a thin deck. I know they recently picked up Spencer Dinwiddie, recently signed him. So you're going to need bodies, guys. So they're looking to perhaps climb up, but we'll see what happens there. A couple of Piston injuries, guys. Osar Thompson has been declared out for the season, and that's for blood clot treatment. Your rookie, the team declared, out for the rest of the season. So you want to err on the side of caution, especially when we're talking blood clots. We can recall Chris Bosh when he started to deal with those. You definitely want to make sure the kid is okay and that that blood clot is treated. Guys, those blood clots are nothing to play with, guys. I've known people who lost family members because of blood clots. So you want to be careful with these sort of things. And the Detroit Pistons seems to be doing the right thing in that regard. So we wish Osar well and that we get to see him next season. And then Isaiah Stewart, he's also going to be out for the season with a hamstring injury, guys. And he suffered that on March 18th at the Boston Celtics. So Isaiah Stewart, we've heard his name a lot and not for the best of reasons, but now out for the season. So we wish him well also and that he'll be on the road to recovery and back for the Pistons next year. Let us move on. Kevin Huerter for the Sacramento Kings, guys. He's out for the season and the playoffs with a dislocated shoulder that he suffered on March 18 versus the Memphis Grizzlies. So here you have another guy with a shoulder injury, and he's being declared out for the season, which makes you wonder, I've got to circle back to my Knicks, Julius Randle and his shoulder situation. You really don't know what's happening. You know he's trying to ramp up, but the shoulder, that's a tricky situation, guys. So we'll see what happens there. Right now, the Sacramento Kings are sixth in the Western Conference. They're actually tied with Dallas as of this recording. And then they're a half game above Phoenix. So Sacramento Kings, guys. With Kevin Huerter out, you need a guy like Malik Monk to step up and replace his production, which Monk has had a good season, by the way, guys. So let us move on. Brandon Ingram, he's out for 2 weeks, guys, for the New Orleans Pelicans with a bone contusion in his knee. Right now, they're in fourth place tied with the LA Clippers. So quietly, the New Orleans Pelicans has had a pretty good year. You've had production from Zion Williamson. He's been healthy pretty much the whole season long. You have guys like CJ McCollum there. You're probably going to need a Herb Jones to kind of step up. Also a Trey Murphy as well in Brandon Ingram's absence. But you got to give a lot of credit to the coach over there. A lot of credit to Willie Green, guys, in that regard. So New Orleans Pelicans doing a bang-up job, guys. They're in fourth in that tough Western Conference. Let us move on. Miami Heat. Tyler Hero, guys. He's missed the last 15 games. First, it was a knee injury. Then it's now a foot injury. So he's missed 15 games. Kevin Love, he's been out with a heel injury. He's missed 13 games. And now you got Duncan Robinson with a back issue. So he's been out 4 games. And then, of course, you got guys like Jimmy Butler, who's in and out of the lineup as well. So Miami kind of teetering, guys. They're in that bottom rung, right around 7-8, right in that area there. Just within the play-in as of this recording, but that's a lot of guys missing for that Heat team. So Eric Spoelstra, he's a guy, he's a mad scientist over there. He'll figure out some pieces to fill in the interim. And then the last injury I'll talk about, well, actually is someone coming back from injury, and that's Russell Westbrook for the LA Clippers. He returns after being out 12 games with that hand fracture, guys. And he comes back to a loss to the Indiana Pacers on March 25th. So this is kind of spilling into this week. So in Westbrook's absence, the team went 6-6, so 500 record, not what you like to see. But thankfully, you get a steadying force like Westbrook back in there. That's helping them because they've been kind of meandering as of late. So hopefully the presence of Russ will kind of galvanize this team. All right, so that is it for your injury news. Let us continue with other news. Detroit GM Troy Weaver gets heckled by a fan in a home loss to the Dallas Mavericks, 142-124. And in that game, he delivers a expletive-filled reaction to the guy. I guess the guy was telling him, oh, you suck at your job, the team sucks, blah, blah, blah. And then he just let him have it with some choice words. And then subsequently, he had the fan removed. Mind you, the fan was there with a Detroit Red Wings jersey. And I never understand that. You're at a Pistons game, but you're wearing a Detroit Red Wings jersey. It's not like it's a hockey game going on, but I digress. But Troy Weaver, the embattled GM over there, his record out of 300 games, he's only won 70 under his watch. He's been there 3.5 years, guys, so he's definitely feeling the proverbial heat, if you will. But we'll see what happens when season's in. I imagine Monty Williams will probably survive, the head coach. Troy Weaver, not so much. That's kind of my prediction. We'll see what happens. Moving on, Orlando coach Jamal Mosley gets a contract extension, guys. He is now signed through 2027-2028 season. This is his third season as head coach over there. Guys, he's been assistant coach for 15 years prior to that. He had stints with Denver, also in Cleveland, and then the Dallas Mavericks where he spent 7 years. Right now, he has those Orlando Magic poised for the playoffs for the first time since 2020, and they could have their best record in 13 seasons, guys. all under Mosley's tenure this year. He has core pieces like Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. I say, guys, they're probably a veteran floor general and a solid, dependable center away from really being a major issue in that Eastern Conference, guys. But hats off to Jamal Mosley for doing a great job. And guys, this is just one of those examples of you can't always throw out the coach after a couple of bad seasons. You have to wait it out. You have to see if there's progress. And Orlando did the patient thing. They gave him some good pieces to work with. And now he has this team pretty much overachieving, to be honest with you. For that hard work, he gets rewarded. Good for him. We salute you, Jamal Mosley, for getting that contract extension. And hopefully this will be a harbinger of good things to come for that Orlando Magic franchise. Let us move on. Oh, this one I've been waiting to talk about. On March 12th, guys, senior NBA writer Vince Goodwill, he sat down with Shaq via video, and they discussed these most recent memes floating around that kind of discredits the ball players from the 1990s and 2000s. Guys like Magic, guys like Jordan. I think the hashtag was done with the 90s. So it was these series of memes and all kind of stuff. You know how social media is. And Shaq kind of empathized with these new school guys who's kind of poo-pooing the old school guys. He said he understands because I guess when he was coming up, you know, they talked about Wilt Chamberlain, and he said how he would cook Wilt Chamberlain and that the footage of him he saw was black and white and all kind of stuff. But he seemed to took the side of these youngsters there, if you will. And here's what I will say in this regard. I think the talking heads, the guys you see on TV, the Skip Baylesses of the world, even my boy Shannon Sharp got caught up in it, the Stephen A's of the world, the Chris Broussards of the world, the Rob Parkers of the world, you don't hear it so much on inside the NBA, thankfully. They don't really indulge in that. NBA Today on ESPN, they kind of talk about who's the GOAT, who's the GOAT, and all that sort of stuff. So when you do it that way, and I think I've talked about this before, to me, I don't discuss GOAT on this show. I just don't do it because I understand the fact that the 60s is the 60s, the 70s is the 70s, the 80s is the 80s, 90s, and so forth. So if you want to ask me who is the best during a certain era, then we can have that conversation. But if you want to go into this GOAT stuff as an overall all time, I can't have that discussion because different circumstances, different situations, like Wilt Chamberlain, he was in a league with about, when he first started, about 8 teams. So I have to judge it on that. And then you have pretty much when the merger took place. So it's around the 70s or so. So probably the full 70s. Then I would have to think about a player for that era. Then you go into the 80s, maybe spilling into the early 90s. Then you probably talking Magic, Bird in that regard. Then later, Jordan does his thing in the late 80s, of course, into the 90s. And then after Jordan leaves, you have a guy like Kobe who comes into his own. You have the Tim Duncans of the world, so forth. And then, of course, after that, you have LeBron James. So I'm all for having a discussion about eras. So when you have these guys say, who's the GOAT? Who's the GOAT? And the thing is, you lose the younger crowd because, of course, the older heads are going to say Jordan. The younger guys are going to say LeBron. And then you go out of your way to discredit why LeBron is not it and Jordan is, and then vice versa. There's no appreciation for the past players. There's not that kind of looking admirably to the older players. There's none of that. It's like, old man, go to bed. Which was why I'm coming back to women's college basketball again. I watched a video with Juju Watkins, who I've talked about, and she had a sit down with Cheryl Miller. Cheryl Miller, one of the greatest women's basketball players. Actually, I did a profile on her on this very podcast here. It was a wonderful conversation. I suggest for anybody listening to go listen to that conversation. It was such reverence both ways, by the way. And I think we need more of that in the game of basketball instead of this demeaning the old school and this discrediting the new school. You need kind of a shaking hands between the old and the new. And I really don't see that being done in the NBA. I think the last kind of sit down I saw like that was Shaq and Kareem, because there was a misunderstanding between those two. And they had kind of a sit down and kind of clear the air sort of thing. But you need more of that, guys. You need more instances like that. Like the respect that Russell Westbrook has for a Oscar Robertson. That's a wonderful thing. That's a great thing. So this whole notion that the old school, y'all go to bed, be quiet, and the new school, it doesn't serve the sport well, is what I'm saying. So I'm just going to leave it there. But I definitely blame the talking heads for this issue even coming up. And of course, nobody's willing to talk about this issue, but I'm going to talk about it here. So that's my rant in that regard. All right, so let us move on. Would like to send condolences to RJ Barrett and his family on the passing of his younger brother, Nathan. And that happened on March 12th, guys. Cause of death is unknown. Hey, I've been there. Definitely understand the sentiment of the family in that regard. They want to keep things private and so forth, and that's their right. The young man was studying to be a pilot. Definitely sending condolences, love, and light to RJ Barrett and his family during this difficult time. With that said, let us gently move on. Kevin Durant. Remember, guys, a few episodes ago, I told you he had passed, I believe it was Carmelo he passed. Now he's passed Shaquille O'Neal. I told you Shaquille was next on the horizon, and Durant, he passed him. So now Kevin Durant is in eighth place among the all-time scoring lists. Next up for him, Wilt Chamberlain. But guys, he is, as of this recording, over 2,700 points behind Wilt Chamberlain. That's a lot of points, guys. It's going to take him at least two seasons to get to that number. Does he have it in him? Well, he's been relatively healthy for this season for the most part, so it could be within his reach. I say it's going to take a couple of seasons to get there. He probably won't get there until 2025-26 season if he goes at the current rate that he's going. So just leave it at that. A few more items, then we're done, guys. Fines and suspensions. Evan Fournier, remember him? Former Knick, now a Detroit Piston. He gets fined $25,000, guys, for, get this, for kicking a ball, a basketball that is, into the stands following a March 17th loss at home to the Miami Heat. Evan Fournier, we haven't heard a lot about him, so this whole incident kind of puts him on the spotlight a bit. He's only played in 20 games for the Detroit Pistons. He's averaging over 7 points a game, 2 rebounds, not even 2 assists. Shooting it bad, guys. 37.5% from the field and not even 30% from three. Evan Fournier, his house of horrors continues. I say probably once the season is done, he'll look for a fresh start, maybe with a contender, but not sure what he has left, guys. He's a three-point shooter in a league that's thirsty for three-point shooting. So I don't think he stays unemployed. I think somebody will pick him up. Where he goes, have no idea. His kind of shooting, his kind of services are definitely needed. You just got to bear in mind, you might suffer on the defensive end, but that's the risk you take with him. And then, guys, we have suspensions. Chris Dunn of the Utah Jazz suspended 2 games, and Jabari Smith Jr. of the Houston Rockets suspended 1 game for a skirmish, I'm using air quotes, during a 147-118 home win for the Houston Rockets. And this incident happened early in the second quarter between those two. You know, when these kind of things happen, what can you do? So you got suspensions for Chris Dunn and for Jabari Smith Jr. And then the last thing I'll talk about, guys, G League Ignite wraps up its last season on, actually this week they'll wrap it up. And they're closing up shop due to changes in college basketball, you know, with the NIL, with the transfer portal. So it doesn't seem that having the G League Ignite is profitable anymore. So they're disbanding it. I just feel bad for those that are employed. Of course, the different cities that these teams were playing in, the coaching staffs, medical people, so forth, that were depending on the revenue for the G League Ignite. So you kind of feel bad in that regard. But they're closing up shop, guys. So the focus now is really on college basketball and hopefully developing these guys, because now the onus is on players coming into the league, whether they're ready for prime time or not. I mean, you still have the G League itself, but the G League Ignite is no more. So, all right, guys, so that is it for this episode. Guys, I am one more episode, which will probably be a Final Four preview and some other NBA news to go with that. And then, guys, mark your calendars, April 13th. April 13th, I'll be doing my 200th episode. It's going to be a live show, so I'll let you know as the days approach. I'll begin advertising for it as well, but it's going to be a special show. I already got a few people that's going to be in studio, so I look forward to it. So April 13th, guys, a Saturday afternoon, mark your calendars. All right, so with that said, I thank you for listening as always. All things basketball with GD.com, that's the website. Write your reviews, so forth. YouTube, like the videos, write a comment there. All the platforms, podcasting wise, of course, Apple, you leave reviews there as well. And support the podcast as well, guys. Many ways to do it: PayPal, Cash App, Spotify, Buy Me a Coffee. You'll hear all about it after I'm done. All right, guys, in the call to action. I thank you for listening as always, and we'll talk soon. Take care. Hello, guys. Thank you so much for following and supporting the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. You can find us at allthingsbasketballwithgd.com. Also, you can email us at sportsdudegd@gmail.com. You can find us on YouTube, All Things Basketball GD. Like or comment on our videos there. You can follow us on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. You can follow me on all podcast platforms, including Spotify and Apple, where you can leave a review. Support us, guys, at my donate page on my website. There I have a Buy Me a Coffee button, PayPal button, and a Spotify button. Also, you can Cash App me, $GD, that's sports dude. Thanks again for listening. And take care.